Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to play and have some fun?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Yeah, today will be fun. Today's topic is activity.
And our title is Let's Play Cards. Let's play cards. Peter, do you know how to play cards?
Yes.It is a great game to play indoors with friends, and I learned how to play many different games with cards with my dad and my grandma.
Wow, that's great. Well, I'm excited to learn more about this topic. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Taylor, James, and Susie played cards yesterday. James won. He is proud of himself.Linda doesn't know how to play rummy, but Taylor can teach her. James wants to play cards again. Susie doesn't want to lose, but it is lunch break, so she has enough time. And maybe she will win. They decide to play a quick game. James deals the cards.
Thank you, Peter.So today, we are learning all about cards. This will be fun. You can play cards anywhere.
That's right. When you need a game to play and you have some time, you can always play cards when you're traveling on a train or when you're at the park.
That's right. And there are so many kinds of different games you can play. Christina likes playing games, right?Let's hear from her right now. We need to learn our keywords.
Hello, 今天主题是玩扑克牌。讲到玩扑克牌，只要用名词 cards 就可以了。因为一副扑克牌有52张，所以记得讲到扑克牌要复数 cards. They played cards yesterday. 昨天玩扑克牌的时候 James 赢了。他非常的自豪 He is proud of himself 形容词 proud 就是骄傲自豪的 James 想要再玩一次不过 Susie 并不想因为他不想再输了输赢的输就是 lose She doesn't want to lose again James 很想玩而且他说现在是午餐休息时间可以很快的玩一局 It's lunch break 这个 break 是名词指休息时间James 说 You have time for a quick game 你可以很快的玩一局形容词 quick 就是快速迅速的所以你觉得 Susie 有没有答应他再玩一次呢
You won last time but I'll beat you next time
Who are you talking to?
James.He, Susie, and I played cards yesterday. James won, and he's proud of himself.
What game did you play?
We played Rummy.
I don't know that game.
I can teach you. Play with us next time.
Taylor and Linda are talking.
No, Taylor is talking to someone else.
Well, she was talking to someone else. She was talking to James on the phone. They were talking about playing cards yesterday.
Let's look at the two phrases Taylor uses. She says last time and next time. Last time on this show, we had a talk about it lesson. That was yesterday. So the last time we had this show.
That's right. And the next time we have this show, which is tomorrow. Taylor wants to win next time. She says, you won last time, but I'll beat you next time.
No, I'll beat you next time.
You mean this time?
No, I'll beat you next time. This is today's
calendar phrase.
I'll beat you next time.
I'll beat you next time.
我下次会打败你。 won! I won!
I'll beat you next time.
Hooray! I won! You lost.
I'll beat you next time.
I won and you lost. Yay!
I'll beat you next time. Let's play again.
No way. You might beat me next time. I won.
I'll beat you next time.
I'll beat you next time.
我下次会打败你。
That was a very fun calendar phrase. Make sure to use it the next time you play a game. Just be nice, okay?
So Taylor was talking to James on the phone. James, Susie, and Taylor played cards yesterday.
You know what? I think cards are fun. Now, there are 52 cards in one deck, and there are four kinds of cards. These four kinds of cards are called suits. Two suits are black and two suits are red.
Yeah, that's right. So the first of the black suits is called spades. And the second black suit is called clubs.
That's right. And the first red suit is called hearts. And the second suit is called diamonds.
The cards start counting from 2, then 3, 4, all the way up to 10. Then, after that, it goes the jack, then the queen, then the king, then the ace.
That's right. So, our friends were playing a game. James won, and he's proud of himself. Let's learn more about this phrase with our teacher, Christina.
James 昨天玩扑克牌赢了。He's proud of himself. 形容词 proud 有骄傲、自豪的意思。片语 be proud of oneself 就是自豪、为自己感到骄傲。所以 James 赢了之后还挺得意的。其实 be proud of 的后面可以加人或者事物。比如说孩子做得很好，父母可以鼓励他说 We are so proud of you. 为你感到骄傲，引以为荣。 如果我说 she is very proud of Larry's success, 就表示她为Larry的成功感到骄傲。所以片语 be proud of 你也可以用用看哦。Thanks,
Christina. So I want to talk about James a little bit. When we are proud, when does that happen?
Well, sometimes if people ask for my help, I will help them. And that makes me feel good and proud of myself.
Yeah, sometimes when I win a game or I try really hard and succeed, I feel proud of myself. When is it a good time and when is it a bad time to be proud?
Well, a good time to be proud is maybe when you finish a test and you know you did really well.
Yeah, that's right, but sometimes we can get too proud. We think we are better than other people. And I think James keeps winning, and he is getting too proud.
Yes, he is. I think he needs to change a little bit. All right, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So, Marie, in your family, who always needs to win a game?
Well, you know, I have a little brother. And even though he's my younger brother, he always wants to win the game when we play with him, when me and my sister play with him.
Well, my older brother is like that. He has to win. So, sometimes we don't always have the best game. We might get in a fight. Well, let's look at what our friends are doing. I hope James isn't causing too much trouble.
Hi, Susie. Do you want to play cards?
No, thanks. I don't want to lose again.
Maybe you'll win this time.
Maybe, but I don't have time to play now.
Why not? It's lunch break. You have time for a quick game.
Well...
If you beat me, I'll buy you lunch.
Really? Okay, deal the cards.
James must be pretty good at cards. No wonder he likes playing them. In this conversation, he wants to see if Susie will play cards with him.
Well, Susie doesn't want to lose again, so she will not play with James this time. Can you tell us what lose means, Peter?
Hey, why are you asking me to explain the word lose?
Well, because you know a lot, well, about losing.
Marie, I don't lose a lot. I win games. I mean, I remember winning once. It was the spring of 2005, a beautiful day. It was during lunchtime. We were playing cards.
Okay, Peter. Well, maybe you won once, but the last time we played cards, you didn't win. That is called losing.
Well, when you say it that way, you're right.
Hey, Peter, I have an idea. Let's play a game. Maybe you'll win this time.
Great idea. Wait, I don't know. If we play, will you cheat?
Cheat? I never cheat. Peter, if you lose, will you cry again?
Hey, I didn't cry. My eyes just got dry. I had to rub them. How about we just go to Rebecca? She can tell us more about today's grammar point.
Hey friends, it's time to do something fun. It's time to learn a grammar point, and everyone says, yay! Okay, if you do one thing, I will do something else for you. Let's look at a few examples. If you finish your work, I'll take you to the movies. Or if you walk to school, I'll give you a ride home. You can do this, friends. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Friends, try and come up with a sentence on your own.
So, are our friends going to play during lunch today?
Well, actually, Susie can't. She says, I don't have time to play now. I think she is making up an excuse. We'll talk about that after we visit Christina.
Susie 并不想玩牌，她说 I don't have time to play now. 我现在没有时间玩。我们来练习这个句型 have time to do something. 有时间做某件事。比如 do you have time to help me with dinner? 有没有时间帮忙我做晚餐？They don't have time to stop for lunch. 他们没有时间停下来吃中餐。这个句子里的 time 也可以换掉，比如说换成 5 minutes, 五分钟。Do you have 5 minutes to talk? 你有没有五分钟的时间谈谈？再一句 ,They have 2 weeks to finish that project. 他们有两周的时间完成那个案子。
So, Susie doesn't have time to play. This is a good phrase to use with people. It's a polite way of saying no.
Yes, it is. And it is a good excuse. You know when you want to come up with something to say to someone when you don't want to do something? Use this phrase.
Okay, you're right. I use this sometimes myself.And so does Susie, because guess what? She actually starts playing cards with James.
Yeah, if she beats James, he'll buy lunch. So she says, deal the cards.
Oh, so she says, let's start playing, deal the cards. Deal, this is a word we should know. When you are playing cards, at the beginning, you give each other cards, usually one at a time. This action is called deal.
That's right. And isn't it right that when you deal, you should deal from the left?
It depends on the game and the rules. Sometimes you might deal more than one card. It just depends on the game.
All right, friends. Well, I'm learning a lot, but we have a lot more to learn. Let's review those keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Cards. Cards. I like to play cards with my family.
Proud. Proud. That man looks very proud.
Lose. Lose. I don't want to lose. I want to win.
Break. Break. Let's take a break.
Quick. Quick. Can we have a quick meeting now? All right, friends, make sure to be reviewing these keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
You won last time, but I'll beat you next time.
Who are you talking to?
James. He, Susie, and I played cards yesterday. James won, and he's proud of himself.
What game did you play?
We played Rummy.
I don't know that game.
I can teach you. Play with us next time.
Hi, Susie. Do you want to play cards?
No, thanks. I don't want to lose again.
Maybe you'll win this time.
Maybe. But I don't have time to play now.
Why not? It's lunch break. You have time for a quick game.
Well...
If you beat me, I'll buy you lunch.
Really? Okay, deal the cards.
Well, this is fun. We can learn some interesting English about cards today. Now, in a deck of cards, there are 52. Now, of the 52, they are divided into four parts. What do we call these four parts, Marie?
Well, those four parts are called suits. And right behind us, we have a photo of the four suits.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at these suits together. The first suit is called the suit of spades. Now, there are two black suits and two red suits. The first red suit is called the suit of hearts.
That's right. Over here, we have the suit of diamonds. And then the last suit is the suit of clubs. So, two red and two black suits.
That's right. Now, when you practice your English, maybe you can take a deck of cards and practice using these words when you play the next time.
Yeah, you can practice with your friends, and it will make English even more fun.
Yeah, that's right. And now you can tell your friends, I know all the suits in a deck of cards now. Just don't get too proud, okay? Well, I think it's time we visit our friends, James and Ginger.
Hey, Ginger, do you want to play cards?
Cards?
Yes. Do you want to play Rummy?
Rummy? I don't know how to play Rummy. Can you teach me?
Of course. I'm the best player at Jungle Cafe.
You're pretty proud of yourself.
Well, it's true. I always win.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe I will win.
No, you won't. I never lose.
Let's play a quick game and find out. Deal those cards.
All right.
And don't forget.
Forget what?
You have to teach me to play.
Oh, right, right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about playing cards. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Mr. Ace Spade.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ace. Thanks for being on our show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Now, Ace, I have a question today from Da Wei Ma of Shenzhen, China. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to.
Great. Thanks, Ace. Now, Da Wei writes, I often play cards with my family. There are symbols on each playing card. Can you tell me the names of the symbols in English?
Wow, that's a great question, Da Wei. Thanks for asking. There are 52 cards in a deck of cards. They are divided into four suits. The symbol of the card shows the suits.
That's right, suits. There are four suits in every deck of playing cards.
Yes, there are two black suits, spades and clubs.
Spades have pointy tops. Clubs have round tops.
That's right. There are two red suits, hearts and diamonds.
How many cards are in each suit?
There are 13 cards in each suit.
All right. So let's review. A set of cards is called a deck of cards. And there are four suits in each deck.
That's right. Spades, clubs, hearts, and diamonds.
There are 13 cards in each suit and 52 cards in each deck.
Exactly, Rob.
That's great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Ace. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. So, Marie, we play cards with our families a lot. When you were a kid, when did you play with your family?
Well, we would have something called family time. We had it about once a week, so we would play cards on Saturdays usually.
Oh, that's fun. It's a good way to bond together. I used to play with my brother quite often, and when the weather was really bad, like let's say a snowstorm, then you might be inside playing cards quite often. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today and learned some English along the way. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.